When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 85 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka Beauty Shanice, where we are going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
All right, so first, Weekly's Jiyun has permanently left the group. So on the 1st of June, IST Entertainment announced that Jiyun would be leaving Weekly due to ongoing health concerns, and that Weekly would be moving forward as a six-member group. Jihoon previously went on hiatus twice due to reoccurring symptoms of anxiety. After taking a temporary break in August of last year, Jihoon resumed her activities with the group in December. However, she halted her activities again in February of this year before Weekly's latest comeback of their latest single album, Play Game Awake. In IST Entertainment statement, they addressed this and they added, "With the artist's health as our top priority, Jiyun herself, her family, medical experts, and IST Entertainment had been cautiously discussing whether she was ready to resume her activities. However, we have reached the decision that Jihoon needs to be in an environment where she can focus on her mental health above all else, and that she should continue to focus on receiving treatment. We deeply apologize for the concern that we have caused, and we ask for your unwavering support of Jihoon, that she can regain her bright and lovely energy. Furthermore, we hope you will support to cheer on the six members who will work hard to fill the empty slot of Wednesday."
Yeah, but I'm glad that her and the company took action to just remove her, because her health is obviously a top priority. So
yeah, so that's that. Same company, IST Entertainment, they have an upcoming boy group called ABO or ABO. And they have officially changed their group name to ATBO due to fans' concerns. So at the start of May, the new boy group's name was revealed. The group's members were selected via the agency's survival program, the origin, AB or What. I've never heard of the show in my life. Ooh. I'm not even going to lie to you. It not only referenced the audition show's title, the name of the group, but an acronym for At the Beginning of Originality. I'm sorry, let's pause for a second. Okay. These K-pop group names, why?
Yes.
Go at off. The Beginning of Originality. Really?
You know, okay. I don't think we should be complaining, because we're so close to K-pop group names, and not that it hasn't happened already, but sounding like Elon Musk's recent child's name.
Yes.
We're so close. I can feel it. Yeah.
Anyway, I continue. It was meant to communicate the group's ambition to be original in the K-pop scene. All right, go off. However, netizens pointed out that ABO or ABO could easily be associated with an offensive slur. It is almost identical to an ethnic slur used towards Aboriginal Australians. Oh. K-pop fans noted that though the name had a clear different meaning and pronunciation, it could be potentially problematic. Some netizens also stated that ABO may give off an alpha, beta, omega type of dynamic, which is far from the group's concept. And then IST Entertainment left a statement saying, "We fully understand the international fans' concern over how the name ABO may be mistaken for the wrong meaning in certain regions, and after internal discussions, we have decided to change the name of the team to ATBO. I'm not gonna be too hard on the name. This is not at this particular group, but these K-pop, like, this is not even just a new thing, just in general, these K-pop names, man, they are something else.
But you know what, in all fairness, at least the company kind of listened.
Yeah.
Because we've seen cases where things are just carried out despite fair warning, so
yeah,
I'll give them that.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, as you said, it's a good thing. Also, I want to apologize if I accidentally said the slur, because I don't even know what the slur is. So if I've said it countless times, I'm just going to apologize from now. And last but not least, BTS are back, baby. So BTS has confirmed that they will be appearing on music broadcast shows, performing their comeback title track, yet to come later this month. BTS will be appearing on Mnet's Countdown, KBS Music Bank, and SBS Inkigayo on the 16th, 17th, and 19th, respectively, of June, by the way. Mm-hmm. It has almost been 2 years since BTS has appeared on a weekly music show in Korea. I didn't know it was that long.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So,
exciting news for the ARMYs. Not so exciting news for everyone else. Actually, it might be, because it's just like, oh, I get to see them perform right in front of me, but I don't know. But yeah, that is Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if there's any stories you want us to talk about, I feel like I've just said the same thing twice in different ways, but it's fine. Make sure you hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, questions, all that good stuff. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is Ive are Rookie of the Year. Not an opinion, but a fact.
Okay, it's only June. We don't know what's going to happen.
You're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Who are the rookies of this year? Let's Google so far. And then let's do this the right way.
Of course.
Okay, so let's see some of the groups that have debuted this year. I'm just looking through half of these and I'm just like, who? Who? Okay, so have you heard of Unite?
Unite? No. Is there a company?
They're with Brand New Music.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to slowly move forward. There's NMIX. We know NMIX.
Yeah.
Their debut made a lot of noise, but I don't know if it was for the right reasons. I'm not saying that any of these people are untalented. I'm just saying. Blaze?
No, I haven't heard of them. Wait, just for clarification, I've debuted this year?
So I want to know. Hang on. Okay, let's Google.
Because they could still technically classify as rookies, but not have debuted this year,
You're right. Absolutely right. Yes, you're right. They debuted last year.
Okay.
Okay, should we Google rookies of 2022? That might be a better. Okay, let's see. Okay, so we have Le Sserafim, of course, Hypes. Mm-hmm. Girl group Kepler. What song is Kepler? I know the name. Okay, so that was quite big.
That was the moment.
Obviously, I said NMIX already.
I don't know if it's pronounced Viv, V I V I Z, Viviz.
Oh, the
three former G Friend members.
G Friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know their song though. I don't know their songs. Is that it? Like,
I thought they were more like boy group rookies as well.
I feel like they are, but I don't. No disrespect to any of the boy groups, but I don't feel like they're making waves. There's not much
In Hyphen aren't rookies still, then
I don't think so.
Okay, I guess from our very limited knowledge and the mixed response from Google, I would probably somewhat agree that Iva the biggest rookies that I can think of, because Iva everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. We'll let you go ahead with that. But yes, if anyone else wants to suggest any other rookies that are making waves or that we missed out or couldn't find, let us know, because we would actually like to know.
Yeah, we're a bit confused. We are rubbish this week, isn't it?
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is, I wish that Les Seraphim trained longer. Like, don't get me wrong, they are so cool and talented, but they aren't very stable live.
I don't think it's them. I think it's the song, because it's very hard to, the chorus part is quite low, and for you to sing that and to dance is going to be quite hard. Or they need to implement what I call the Beyonce method, which, and even Hyorin does this as well, or did this, is they need to, what Beyonce and Destiny's Child used to do back in the day is when they were training or practicing, they will practice their songs whilst running.
Ah, yeah.
So this is why, like, if you watch any Destiny's Child performance or Beyonce performance, or even look at Queendom, look at Hyorin just slaying her dancing and singing her chest out, yeah? But it's quite stable. It's because they're used to that movement and singing. I don't think many people train like that. But I do want to commend them for actually singing live and not just relying on the backing tracks, because loads of companies would just let their idols just do that because, oh, yeah, they're rookies, let them show off their performance, not their vocals. So I actually do commend it. But I do think it's the song as well, because what you're looking at, what you're looking at, but it's quite low, and you're dancing as well.
No, I agree with that. I think that's been the main factor, at least from the clips that I've seen. It just seems way too low for them, and like, they've just debuted. Yes, they would have had ample training and whatnot, but there will still be things like nerves, like. Training and performing to your company or in like small settings is going to be completely different to now performing on stage. So I think there's numerous factors that come into plays. And I guess they'll get better with time. Like, they've just come out.
Exactly.
But I definitely agree about like the song being way too deep for them. They kill it anyway, but it's quite deep and low.
Yeah. And also, I want to shout out Chaewon, because my girl, I feel like she was the most stable one. She's the one with the bob, the black bob.
Ah, yes. Yeah. She's really good.
I'll say she's the most stable at the moment. But again, that's no discredit to any of the other girls. I really do just think it's the song and how the choreo is at the moment. And also, I can't speak today. On a side note, have you seen, I think Chaewon did a cover to Bambi?
Yes. Oh my God, that was amazing.
Amazing. So don't sleep on their talent. As this person said, they are talented and cool, but they're just not stable. But I feel like, I don't think they didn't need to debut or they need to train. They can still train whilst they're out, I guess. So in a sense, you are right. I guess I do agree. But at the same time, I think it's the song as well. I don't know if the song could be brought up a bit whilst they're performing live, or I don't know, but I just think it's a song at the moment, unless there's other performances of like a B-side that I don't know about that they've done live and it's a bit shaky. But as she said, it's nerves as well, so
yeah. But they've done a good job so far, and like with all the changes and everything, I think they do a good job, but hopefully we just see some more growth. And I'm not trying to say this song isn't their own style, but I guess maybe as they get more creative direction down the line, their songs and choreo will suit them and their capabilities a bit more as time goes on.
Yeah.
So it could be cool. am. So next, our next and last unpopular opinion for today is, considering how often people criticize Stray Kids, NCT, aespa and aespa for their overly experimental sound, I wonder if they really want these bands to play songs with leitmotiv without complicated bridges and high notes. If suddenly all the bands start singing songs like Dynamite or Love Drive, don't you think then all of K-pop will be monotonous? Is that a word?
Monotonous.
Monotonous. Sorry, babes, I can't English today. Monotonous and boring. After all, it is the presence of simple and experimental sound. It is the presence of simple and experimental songs together that give us a variety and choice. So I guess a lot of people tend to, from this person's perspective, a lot of people tend to complain about the experimental kind of noise type music that groups like Stray Kids, NCT and aespa create. And this person's kind of like, okay, you complain about this, but would you prefer it if all K-pop groups kind of just made songs that sound like Dynamite and Love Drive and there wasn't much variety?
Well, like, because people complain about a certain sound doesn't mean that they want everyone to sing the same thing. To be honest, I haven't really heard that many complaints with the whole experimental sound thing with aespa and NCT. Some the only complaint I've heard with NCT is people weren't sure about the sticker song, but it grew on a lot of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Stray Kids, I feel like Stray Kids always get like, oh, but then they thrive anyway, so it's like, who's really complaining? Who cares? I don't know. I get what this person's saying. There's different things. I just think because I guess the experimental sound is kind of the forefront in a sense. It's kind of, I don't know what I'm saying. words. Today's not really wording today, guys. I can't read, Shay can't read, mm-hmm. I can't express my thoughts. But what I'm trying to say is, because I guess the most popular-ish songs are quite noisy. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not going to lie to you.
I get this person's perspective. It's like all these people sort of complain, and I've even seen like comments here and there like, oh, like this is noise music, or they're always doing the same thing. But I think two things need to be taken into consideration. One, that might be said group's color. Mm-hmm. Like that might just be their thing. And I think that's completely fine. Mm. And two, a lot of these songs tend to grow on you. Doesn't mean that you'll like it. Eventually, no, and you don't have to, but I think diversity in sound is important, and a lot of these companies are experimental with the intention of wanting to be trendsetters.
Mm.
Like, I can name a handful of NCT songs that when I first heard them, I was like, what on earth is this? And now they're somehow on my playlist. Sometimes they're not things you'll like at first. But they sort of grow on you, and they have to be different because K-pop is one of those, even though I don't like to think of it as one genre because there's so much within K-pop and there are other genres within K-pop, but it's a type of music that's forever growing and expanding and trying different things.
Mm.
So a lot of the times I'm not mad at it, especially if it's in alignment with that group's color. Like if I hear a quote unquote noise song come out of Stray Kids, I don't even like to call them noise songs because that's their color. Like they came out being this like kind of rocky, punky, loud group. Same with NCT.
I don't even call them rocky. I don't think rocky is the right word.
Not rocky? Okay. Well,
Stray Kids is not rocky. What song's rocky?
I feel like they have.
They might have rocky songs.
Rock influences, and in some songs at least. At least just from what I've heard.
Okay, I wouldn't classify them as rocky though. I'm not saying they don't have influences. I just wouldn't. When I say think Stray Kids, I don't think rocky. Rocky.
No, yeah. It might not be like the immediate thought, but they have like those influences. NCT is also in that realm and like kind of, what's the word, like technological, whatever we would call it. Aespa's also in that realm of being like different and technological and vibes. It makes sense for them, in my opinion.
Yeah. I just... I'm trying to think if I could actually say, yeah, as I said before, just because to say someone may, their taste isn't that, doesn't mean they want every K-pop song to sound the same. But at the same time, I also think as well, maybe this is not like a good example. I mean, okay, so when I think NCT, even though NCT has their experimental technologic, as Shay would say, sounds, yeah? NCT also has another other side where it's like the more R&B-ish side, exactly, or the more like trap hip-hop side. Same with Espa. Like Espa, even though they haven't been around that long, but like they've had like their softer side as well. Maybe Stray Kids as well, I'm not sure because I haven't really like dived into their discography like that, but I don't want to discredit them if they have. I think it's more, in a sense, they may get pinned with it because they're known for those sounds, but I think there are a lot of maybe not well-known groups that try to copy a certain formula or try to copy that, and it's just like, when I say noise music, I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, mm-hmm, but I feel like there's certain groups that are maybe not as well known that try to dip their foot in that realm, but it doesn't come across as experimental or technologic. It comes off as noise, and then it's like, oh, this sounds like a song that maybe Stray Kids was meant to have, but they said mm-hmm no to, so they got it. But then because the, you know, it's, I guess because Stray Kids or NCT or I would even want to say like Monster X were the first to do, I would say, noise music at certain points. Because they're the bigger names, they get pinned with it. And it's just like, oh, all this noise music, Stray Kids, NCT, Espa. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? I don't know if I'm making any sense. No, probably not.
I think it makes sense. So, like, once again, music
makes the people.
It doesn't have together to feel. Not everyone has to like a certain song or a certain group. But I get what this person's saying, because sometimes you do see like a lot of complaints, and it's like, okay, do you want everyone to just make the same type of music? And that, like, would you feel better about that?
I guess with people, with you have to think of it this way as well. I get what this person's saying. It's just like, for me personally, if I don't like something, I'm not necessarily going to go out my way and tweet about it. Unless someone says to me, oh, what did you think about XYZ? And I'd be like, it's not really for me. And I'll leave it at that or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes, because there's sometimes I will see something and hear something, right? Like, for example, I could be on TikTok or something, right? And I'm watching this video and I'm seeing something off about this particular video. And I'll go in the comments to see if someone said it. I won't say it, but mm-hmm, I'm glad they have, because I was thinking it too. And sometimes it's just one of those things of not necessarily complaining to bring people down, but just sometimes you just need to get that off your chest.
Yeah.
People use social media, whatever, like a diary. Like, there's people, I was talking to my friend about this today. There's people that, then when they start crying, the first thing they do is they put out their phone and record it, talk about why they're crying, edit it, upload it, and they feel better about it. Makes no sense to me, but that's their process. And maybe this is some people's process. They just need to be like, oh my gosh, I hate this bing bang bong sing sang song, and I just need to say it. And it's, and now that they've said it, they just move on. But there are other people that's just like, okay, you said it 2 minutes ago, we heard you, like, move on. But there we go.
Yes, so everyone should be free to voice their ideas, but then they're the ones and it just becomes overkill. Yeah, I guess we get your unpopular opinion. If anyone wants to add on to this or share any of their ideas or thought processes around this, because this is a topic that I've seen come up quite a few times in terms of, is it music or just noise?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you have any thoughts, feelings, unpopular opinions that you want to send our way, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/hallyouatyou, or you can send them to us on socials. And we also have a dilemma for today. So Shanice, if you'd like to read it for us.
I don't know if this counts as a dilemma, but I am an ARMY and I absolutely love BTS To The Moon and Back, but I don't like when they are made to speak in places of other communities. For example, they recently spoke at the White House about Asian hate and the Asian American community. Yes, they're obviously Asian and may have experienced Asian hate whilst in America, but I feel like it wouldn't be their place to speak in the place of Asian Americans. I know they mean well and can have an immense positive impact, but I still don't like it. Do you know what's funny? I kind of understand what you're saying, because I was kind of low-key thinking this, but like not deeply. I was just like, I don't get this. I mean, it's a good thing, but sure. And I just kind of went on about my day. But I wondered like how Asian Americans feel, because I can't speak for them.
Yeah.
I'm not Asian or American, but it does baffle me, because it's just like...
Yeah, I do get this perspective. Like, once again, this isn't like throwing darts at BTS. Like, they're just doing what they can. They know they have a platform and they're going to do whatever they can in their power to spread a positive message, or like to do their best to target real things that are affecting real people. So I can only commend them for that. But I can understand this perspective of where some people were saying that like they would have preferred it if an actual Asian American got to speak on that platform, or just like if that was highlighted more in some way, because like obviously BTS are obviously Asian. They have definitely experienced Asian hate in America, but I guess that's different to being an actual Asian American that lives there on a daily basis, and they would just experience it to a different scale. So once again, we're not trying to speak on top of any community's thoughts or feelings, or if there are any Asian Americans that want to speak on this topic on the pod, do let us know or just share some of your thoughts. But I can understand how some people might feel some type of way about it. I also heard from someone that, I don't know if it was on Twitter or TikTok, but some people had voiced a similar opinion and dilemma to this one. And some quote-unquote armies, I'm not going to say they're armies, I don't have all the receipts, but people that presented as being armies were saying like, oh, like you should just let the boys have their moment and you shouldn't be upset, like you should be grateful and this and that.
See, people like that, they need to sit down and chill out, because you're not really adding anything to the conversation. It's not about, oh, let these boys have this moment. This is not a moment for them. Like, they're meant to be in these sort of state. In these sort of like political settings, they're representative or whatever that they're speaking on. So I can understand these critiques. So if you don't have anything to add, like, oh, well, I think the reason being is X, Y, Z, it's not really about, oh, let them have their moment. They're not performing for the White House. They're actually talking about an issue. I think another issue is as well, would they, and again, if anyone has receipts, you could come and correct me. Would they be speaking about similar political things in Korea? Like, would they be at whatever the Korean equivalent of the White House doing speeches about, I don't know, feminism or... Do you get what I mean? Because I feel like with K-pop idols, and again, BTS may be different, but... a lot of K-pop idols, they do try to stay out of the political realm, especially during elections and stuff. Like, they make it clear, like, okay, we're not taking any sides. We're just here to sing and dance. I'm not saying that there aren't idols that have different political views about different things or whatever, but I don't, and I'm not saying that that won't be addressed in songs or shows or whatever that they may participate in. But in terms of, like, actually going to their head of state in front of political officials and trying to make actual change in terms of laws and stuff like that, would BTS be doing the same thing? Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're Korean. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know, like I get where this person's coming from, but at the same time, it's kind of hard for me to, I've made a passing statement in my mind and just be like, oh, that's different, and kind of moved on. Because don't get me wrong, I do understand that there are a lot of songs where BTS have had a lot of, there's been like meaning behind their songs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, doesn't really correlate to me. And maybe it's my bias, because I just feel like, as well, when I see things like this, like BTS at the White House or RM making a speech at the UN or whatever, I just think of, I really think of BAP, to be honest. They were very political in terms of their music.
Oh, really?
They were very political. Bang Young-guk, who was the leader of the group, and he did speak a lot about racism and other political, like, worldwide political issues as well, before, like, they crossed over to, like, doing, like, the whole US thing. And obviously, this is before the whole lawsuit, so, like, it didn't, excuse me, their run didn't last long because of other back issues that they've had. But again, and I don't know if I've said it on here or I've said it elsewhere, but again, I'm going to get so shit for this, but no disrespect to BTS, but I honestly think if all hiccups did not happen, I feel like BAP would be where BTS are. And again, I'm not trying to tear down BTS, but then if I saw BAP in this situation, again, it still may not make much sense to me, but it makes more sense to me because they have spoken about certain things prior. And especially if it's Bang Young-guk, the leader, that was just doing it, it would make more sense to me than if the whole group were there. And again, with BTS, again, I could be uneducated. Maybe they have done other things in the past. But yeah, it doesn't really correlate to me. But the main thing for me is that they're not Asian American. I don't know. But again, I could be wrong. Asian Americans might think, well, I think it's great that an Asian figure is doing bits. But that's my two cents on the situation.
Yeah. I guess like we sort of covered in the beginning, it's great that BTS are taking an active part in promoting a positive message and raising awareness to a very serious and real issue because they have a huge platform. But I think it could have potentially been done in a different way. Like, it could have, and I have no problem with the whole group having been there, but just when you mentioned like a leader, it could have been RM and he collaborated on a speech or a presentation with a prolific Asian American that has a platform as well. And they both spoke together. Because that way it's like, yes, using the amazing BTS platform and their positive message, yeah, and also highlighting an Asian American with a mission or a platform as well. I think that could have been a great way of doing it. But
yeah, I agree.
I think they've done really well despite. I think this would have been something that the group would have been aware of and the company. So I guess just them doing it anyway and being that role model and that beacon of light for the Asian community as a whole and all other communities is great. But I think going forward, just sort of finding ways to involve the Asian specific Americans community,
yeah,
that is experiencing whatever is going to be spoken about. Yeah, so at least that's our two cents. We're not Asian American, we're not Asian.
But, and again, we could be completely wrong. We might be exactly missing something. Like, oh no, BTS have done this with this platform and da-da-da, they're representing this. Like, we could be wrong. Literally, I saw the odd thing here and they didn't go deep diving into it. I was like, oh, okay, sure. And I moved on. That was basically it. I don't have no ill will against it. So
yeah.
But you guys know. What do we know?
So if anyone has any thoughts or feelings, we'd love to hear it. And yes, we can use this platform to share your perspective as well. But yes, that's the end of all of those. If you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or requests that you want to send us, you can send them to us on socials, or if you want to submit anything anonymously, you can leave them on Shanice's website. And now it's time for On the Radar, and we're beginning to wrap up. So me and Shanice are going to let you know if there's anything we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar is Esper's song Illusion. Oh. That is a bop, and I'm upset because it needs to have a music video. I need to see the looks. I need to see the teaser pics. I need them to be in the Kwangya doing Kwangya bits. So yeah, I just think the song's a bop. Vocals are on point. They're giving me Ariana tease. I'm like, yes, I see you, I hear you. And I don't know. It's made me excited for what's next for Espa when they come back. So that's what's on my radar. Shay?
For me, nothing too new. Woody the Virgin should have some new episodes today, so I'm going to treat myself to that. What else is there? I need some more K-dramas to watch. I want to get back into K-dramas more. So if anyone has any good recommendations, but yes, other than that, yes, I think that's about it, to be honest, on my radar. I think Astro had a concert, and it was
okay.
Wild.
Wow, someone, what are they doing?
Someone ripped their shirt off.
Oh.
You know how I know this? It's so funny. I went on TikTok, and there was a member of Seventeen talking about how wild the concert was. So, you know what? That happened.
Where were they? Was this in Korea? Or
I think so. I think it was probably Korea.
Well, they're really wilding out there, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Well, damn. Well, that's it, guys. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And if you want to send in any of our unpopular opinions, thoughts, or feelings, you can send them in anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/How You At You, or you can send them our way on socials.
Yes. And I've been Shanice from Kpop Box. You can hit me up at kpopbox_ on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Kpop Box 1 for the tube. YouTube.
Lovely. And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way on everything, probably. It should pop up, hopefully. Yes.
Yay. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.